We begin, though, with an annual challenge, Kids and Summer. The combination of bored young people with time on their hands looking for something to do can have a variety of outcomes. Place those children in the urban core where resources are stretched and choices are often limited, and the results could be less than ideal. Hi, I'm Dani Alexander, in for Steve Kraske, here to talk about summer programs for inner-city youth in KC are Wendy Pearson, Marketing Director for Wildwood Outdoor Education Center, located in Lacine, Kansas. Wendy, thanks for making the trip up here today. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Chantel Garrett, Special Assistant to the Mayor's Office of Civic and Community Engagement for Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning.
Chantel, I want you to get us started here. That combination of kids, boredom, and free time, what worries does the city have when schools let out for the summer?
I think some of the worries that the cities have is that, well, what are these young people going to get into if they don't have constructive, fun, and secure places to go? So we know that when you have a bored mind, you tend to get into a lot of mischief. So the thing is with the city, we're trying to look for ways that we can provide some alternative places for our young people to visit during the summer months.
And is there a spike in complaints to the city and police that you're aware of during summer months when kids are maybe looking to occupy themselves?
I think it's not necessarily a spike because it's consistent. Young people in our city are always looking for things to do. And like you said, within the urban core and inner city, there is a limited amount of places that young people can go and visit and have a good time at. So sometimes some of those spaces aren't more so kid friendly. So it's kind of consistent. Okay. In the school year, there's more to do for the young people because they're involved
obviously
in school activities,
yeah,
and sporting games and things like that.
So, Wendy, Wildwood is an hour south and a world away from the asphalt and concrete of the city, but it can address a topic that we've actually tackled before on this show, nature deficit. Give us a brief explanation of that.
Sure. Nature deficit is actually a phenomenon that seems to be happening with our kids as they are less and less exposed to natural environments. A lot of times the kids in the urban core don't have access to, you know, natural parks. A lot of times I'm finding our biggest competition is technology. So television, video games.
Things that are keeping the kids inside.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they're not getting out and getting those experiences and things like that.
So Wildwood serves at-risk youth from the urban core. And give me a definition of at-risk.
At-risk kind of means a lot of things. The kids we are trying to target are usually, as Chantel said, you know, have limited access to summer education resources. Maybe their parental supervision is limited. And, you know, we're trying to prevent things like summer learning loss and things like that.
Okay. And you do get applications from Kansas City, Missouri families. And on average, what percentage of campers are from the metro?
Well, 42% of our campers in last year, 2014, were from Kansas City, Missouri. And then about 20% were from KCK. So that's kind of overall the urban core percentage of our kids.
So I imagine you see quite a bit of diversity at the camp.
Absolutely. That's one of our biggest things, learning experiences.
And the Mayor's Nights program, those started in 1992, Chantel. How many sports are being offered this year?
This year there's a total of three sports offered, volleyball, soccer, and basketball.
Okay. And these are open to both boys and girls?
Yes.
Okay. And how old do they have to be?
10. 10 to adulthood, so about 10 to 25 of age.
So you do, I'm just picturing a 25-year-old and a 10-year-old on the basketball court.
Oh, no.
I know.
They have divisions.
They're separated out a bit, I know. So is parental permission required, and can they go to these events unaccompanied by an adult?
So, yes, when they sign up for the leagues, they do have to fill out a registration, and there is a cost attached to them playing in the summer leagues, a nominal fee of $10. For the Club KC component, which is the social aspect, the arts and robotics, they just get a free Club KC card.
And for the sports, do they have to have a team already, or if they sign up as an individual, will they be given a team? Or
yes, they can be placed on a team.
Okay. So as you just mentioned, I was going to say, it's not all sports. So What's Club KC and whose brainchild is that?
Yes, so Club KC is the social component of Mayor Snipes' program. So we have the athletic and then we have the social component. And Club KC is the brainchild of Mayor James. So in his administration, he brought back the opportunity for kids to come back in this environment, which years ago, when Congressman Cleaver was in office, there was a hot summer night. So this is...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The minute you said that, I went, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, but in addition to just the partying aspect, there's an educational component. There's partnerships with Arts Tech and the Nelson, the library.
And it's been growing because you just added arts last year.
Yes.
And then this year it's the robotics?
Yeah, we're going to add robotics with one of our vendors, which is Swope Corridor at the Mary L. Kelly Center to provide some robotics opportunities for our young people. So we're excited because this is an opportunity to provide experiences for all kinds of young people. It is my hope that North Kansas City out to the southern parts of Kansas City's youth will become engaged in our city as a whole and experience the opportunities at these various locations that opportunities are provided.
You're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're looking at summer programs for inner city youth. So, Wendy, Wildwood focuses on education as well, but it's wrapped in an outdoor experience. What are examples of some of the activities residents participate in during the time they're at the center?
Sure. We provide adventurous hands-on learning activities centered kind of around three experiences. The first is overcoming challenges. So programs like the Adventure Challenge course, which is a 50-element low ropes course.
Wait. Low ropes? I mean, they're actually... walking on, like you see those little short, low, hanging bridge
type. Yeah, walking through it's a wooded area, and we have just different challenges along the trail that the kids have to sort of tackle as a group.
Oh, so teamwork involved. Okay.
Exactly. The Skywalker is actually our high ropes course. Kids have to climb a 35-foot rock wall to participate in those activities. And then things like swimming and games, all these things promote self-confidence, friendship skills, problem solving, and as you said, team building. Our second objective is applying science. So this means participating in field ecology, like pond study, meadow study. We observe small animals in their natural habitat and explore renewable energy and even things like biomimicry. And these activities are designed to increase affinity for science learning and an interest in exploration with the kids.
So what's the takeaway you want for the campers when they head back home? I mean, there's the obvious, you know, the increase of knowledge. But what's those less obvious or the more subtle takeaways you want those kids to come home with?
Sure. Taking all of the what they've learned from these fun activities and translating it to their sort of everyday life. So things like team building, becoming active in their community, learning about diversity, things like conflict resolution, and just kind of a respect for themselves and nature.
Very good. I want to get our listeners involved. If you have experienced either of these programs and have some thoughts on them you'd like to share with us, go ahead and give us a call. The number here, 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or you can tweet us at UpToDate at KCUR.org. Chantel, besides keeping young people occupied on summer evenings, which is a big enough challenge, what do the Mayor Nights programs hope to accomplish? Again, the kind of takeaway you want the kids to have?
So the Mayor's Night program not only looks for the kids to have a secure, fun, and safe place, but also to gain some knowledge behind it. All of the programs incorporate some type of educational component, whether that's a guest speaker coming in to talk to those that are in the athletic leagues, or them learning more about the arts and culture with the Club KC component. But also, I think out of these programs, the mayor wants these young people to feel like they're a part of the community, that there's places and things for them to do. Because we know as young people are engaged and they have pride in their city and there are resources invested in them, they will stay in Kansas City and they will grow, they will thrive, and they will reinvest in their communities when they go to college. They'll come back. They'll want to see the next generation have some of the same opportunities.
And Mayor James is really, I mean, he's been very, very involved with this. I mean, he's been quite the cheerleader for this. I'm assuming that he'll be out and about this summer a bit.
Yes, he'll be out this evening at our kickoff.
Oh, very good. So let's get to some of our callers here. We have Cezino, if I'm saying that correctly, from KCMO. Welcome to Up to Date.
Hello.
Hi. So I understand you were are a Wildwood kid?
Yes, I actually just went there 2 days ago.
Wow. Oh, great. And so can you give us, now you can give us an honest evaluation of what you thought. What was your sense of the place?
My sense of the place, well, I would have to say that it really helped me learn both my and my friends' strengths and weaknesses, and it helped me improve my teamwork.
Oh, well, that's good. That's very good news to hear. Thank you so very much for the call.
I came out as a different person.
That's good, and that's wonderful. Are you hoping someday you can go back?
Definitely.
Very good. Okay. Thank you so much for the endorsement. I'm sure that Wendy's going to go back with that one and go, we scored, guys. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. So as we return, let's talk about, because you touched on it, Chantel, and that's the aspect I kind of got a sense of in researching this, that both of these are concerned with being places where young people can feel safe and really enjoy what they're doing. And Wendy, there must be some real reactions, as obviously we just heard, from the city children experiencing the peace and quiet of Camp Wildwood for the first time. What's that like for some of them?
Sure. Well, as we talked about nature deficit disorder, kids seem to be coming to camp a little less ready every year just because of the lack of experience. And so sometimes even their parents can be kind of terrified of the natural environment and worried about some of the things. But we have an 8-to-1 camper ratio.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah. And our staff are all very carefully trained to facilitate discussions around sensitive subjects like diversity, and then of course keep all the kids safe and provide a really high quality educational experience.
And Chantel, at the Mayor's Nights programs, can the kids let their guard down for a while? I mean, and is there a security presence at these things?
Most definitely, they can let their guard down and be who they want to be and have fun. There is a security presence. Kansas City Police Department is there at all of the sites.
Oh, very good. Let's take Angela. Angela from Oak Grove, you're on Up to Date. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And what was your question?
So being in Oak Grove, we are pretty far outside of Kansas City. And I was wondering if, even though we're not in the urban asset to that, would my son still be able to go to Camp Wildwood?
Absolutely. We serve really the whole region, and sometimes in years past, we've had campers from other states that have come just because they're visiting family. I mean, we don't really like to turn anyone away. So,
and what is the perfect age range for Camp Wildwood?
Sure, ages 8 through 15.
Does that answer it for you, Angela? Okay, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
And I can't really not get here, but we do need to talk about cost. I know that, Chantel, you touched briefly about the fees attached to participating, and then let's go over those again. So if I'm going to come in and I want to sign up for one of the sports activities, what's it going to cost me?
If you're a young person, it'll be between $10 and $25. 25 is for the older. Young people, 18 to 25, 10 to 17 is $10.
Okay. And does that make the program self-sufficient? Because I'm thinking you've got equipment, staff, supplies, all the rest. So where's the supplemental income coming from?
From the city. We have a budget about $400,000 that is managed out of parks that comes from some of the parking fines that sustains the program, sustains those four programs for over 12 weeks.
Very good. Very good. And Wendy, Wildwood's website lists the cost of 1 week of summer adventure at $400, which I'm guessing a lot of families living in the urban core and elsewhere probably would be hard-pressed to come up with. But Wildwood does have financial assistance. How much can that lower the cost for a family?
Correct. We have a tiered pricing schedule that allows kind of some flexibility in our pricing. It's $400. However, if your family requires financial assistance, we have a discounted rate of $175. And if further assistance is required beyond that, we have an application.
And that's online at your site?
It is. Okay. It's online. And then also, we work with a lot of community partners So some charter schools and some nonprofit agencies to offer a really discounted rate to families who go through those agencies.
Okay. And we will post the a link to that to your website and to the programs at the city at KCOR Up to Date. Let's get back to a caller here. Byron from Kansas City, Missouri, welcome to Up to Date.
You just addressed my question about the scholarship. Last year, my daughter attended Women of Wildwood with a scholarship. She attends Academy Lafayette.
Great.
And we hadn't heard anything about that yet this year, and she had such a wonderful time that we were hoping that she would be able to return again.
Byron, I want to ask you, what did you notice about your daughter when she came home from that camp? Did you notice a difference? Was there something that she really was excited about when she came home?
The friend she made, playing in the mud. that was her favorite part of the week. I mean, it's just the picture she brought home. The place is just idyllic, and it's wonderful for children to be able to attend something like that. And then for kids in the urban core, you know, those things are sometimes out of reach. And so it was a wonderful opportunity. They did crafts. They swam. She made good friends that she still keeps in touch with. So it was a wonderful time.
Great. Thank you so much for the call today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. What about getting from KC to Lacine? Because you're talking about an hour drive. Do they have to find their own way? Is there any type of public transportation that'll get them there?
Sure. We're actually finalizing a schedule right now. It'll be up on our website soon, but we are going to offer several bus stops within the metro on both sides of the state line. So look for that soon.
Oh, that's great. And Edgar from Lee's Summit, you wanted to speak about the Mayor's Nights?
Absolutely. I just have a quick comment. I just want to congratulate Ms. Garrett and all the work that she's done to put on some phenomenal programming for our youth in Kansas City. It takes a lot of tenacity, a lot of effort, and there's nobody that I know who's more passionate about that. So thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you.
And have you ever worked with the Mayor's Nights programs?
Yes. I've helped volunteer and helped support Ms. Garrett on some of her work that she does. So it's just a phenomenal program, and I'm glad that we have that great resource in Kansas City.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Edgar. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So, Chantel, I knew I was going to do that. It's Chantel. Chantel, where do the Mayor's Nights activities take place? How many locations around the city are there?
Oh, there's about 30 locations throughout the city, but it varies because we're talking about the Mayor's Night. We're talking about the athletic component and then the Club KC. But all those details are online.
And are a lot of these locations within walking distance for the kids or near a bus route?
Yes, they're on a bus route. The furthest one I can tell you is our North Kansas City Community Center. Mm-hmm. Our furthest south location probably is Smith Hill Middle School.
Okay. And because of the summer curfew, which that's gone into effect already?
Right? It has.
Okay. What are the hours for the sports and for Club KC?
The sports start at 6 o'clock. All the programs range roughly start at 6 o'clock till midnight.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so if the kids are going to be getting home after that, the younger kids, are they going to have a parent with them? Because isn't there a...
Yes, there is a curfew, and it does go into effect this weekend. So if they're leaving any Mayor's Night event, they have to go straight home. If they're leaving a Mayor's Night event, school-related activity, or work, they have to go straight home. If they're in a entertainment district, they must leave by 9 p.m. or be accompanied by their guardian or a parent.
Okay. And I want to get into capacity here. Wendy, how many residents can the camp handle during a week session?
Sure. We have enough cabins for 120 campers.
You don't make them sleep in tents?
No. We have cabins with showers and indoor plumbing.
Ooh.
Yeah, fancy.
Camps come a long way. And I'm sorry, how many campers can
120 is our capacity.
And you run for how many weeks during the summer?
Well, this summer we're going to have 6 sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the previous call, one of the earlier callers mentioned what is referred to on the website as the WOW program.
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. That one is just like Summer Adventure, except it's reserved for girls only, ages 10 through 15. So we do everything in Summer Adventure, but we put a little bit of extra emphasis on coalition building and self-esteem, self-image, and things like that for the girls.
Oh, very good. And how long has that been part of the camp down there?
You know, I'm not sure. I know it's been probably around 5 years
Okay.
A little less.
And what's the capacity for the programs? I know, you know, you've got sports here, you got social here, but give us an idea of what's the capacity for the city programs.
So for leagues, about 100 to about 125. For social events, about 200 to 225.
Okay. And how many adult, well, who's supervising the activities and how many do you have? Do you have an idea of the supervisor to participant ratio?
It varies because there's definitely enough security because KCPD is definitely present at all the sites. Mm-hmm. And then there's bouncers, people that act as bouncers, we should say, in supervision. So there's a good staff of about 20 people.
Now, are you relying on volunteers at all to help with these?
No, we contract through vendors that host the various sites.
Oh, really?
And they have a staff that oversees the management of the sites and the nightly duties.
So, but if there was an adult in the area that wanted to, you know, offer some help, is that
most
doable?
Definitely, yes. If we have individuals who want to volunteer and not only volunteer, be a positive role model in these young people's lives, definitely. The more positive people, I feel like young people can see, the better off they are in life. So we appreciate volunteers.
Leslie, Sam. Oh, I'm sorry, Leslie from KCMO. I'm sorry, I wanted to get you in because we only have a couple of minutes here.
Thank you.
You had a comment regarding the offerings on the city. Leslie,
yes.
Are you there? Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to commend the city for broadening their offerings to young people because not all young people are interested in sports, and that's been kind of the focus in past years. And I just think it's great that they're considering the kids who maybe don't have a sports interest, but something more along the STEM line, robotics and other technology-based programs. And also, I was interested in knowing whether or not there were volunteer opportunities for community members to help out with this program.
Yes, there is. Leslie, if you want to volunteer, please contact my office and I can get you connected with some of the local vendors to see where their needs are. But as I was just explaining, it's awesome when community members want to be involved and be a positive influence in these young people's lives.
And so, just real quickly, because we only have maybe about a minute or so here left, go back to the Arts KC. So how many, are there multiple locations that these are happening simultaneously, or is it moving from location to location, week to week?
It's multiple locations happening simultaneously.
Wow, that's a lot going mm-hmm. on in a lot of places at one time.
Yes. Tuesday through Saturday, there's about 3 to 4, sometimes 5 locations happening at the same time.
That's amazing. And the activities that go on there, they've got music, they've got what else?
They've got
dances,
music, dancing, arts, robotics, movies,
so
sports.
Real quickly, because that's a night program, just very quickly, what does the city offer during the day for the kids that are in the urban core?
During the day, the Kansas City Parks and Rec offers day camps. Out of the mayor's office, we have our summer internship program that we support young people with.
Okay. And I'm sorry that we are out of time, but I want to thank both of you, Wendy Pearson, Marketing Director for Wildwood Outdoor Education Center, located in Lacine, Kansas, and Chantel Garrett, Special Assistant to the Mayor's Office of Civic and Community Engagement at KCMO, for bringing these topics to us. We'll get those links up on our website. People can find them later.